Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Everybody, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
We are going to be dishing about so much. There's so much to talk about. Jessica Simpson has a new book out, and inside her book called Open Book, she talks about the time that she kissed Justin Timberlake.
She did.
And plus, we go thirst trapping with the stars with Lala Anthony and Vanessa Hudgens, and we even got something for the ladies. And of course, Atlanta's joining us too. What's up, ATL?
That's right, Brad and Frank are still out, but we got you covered, baby. Kim Kardashian shares a surprising question that she got from her daughter, North.
Also, Gary, we find out what your new cousin, the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, thinks of Harry and Meghan quitting.
And y'all know I love love, so I went to the premiere of the own new show, Cherish the Day, and dished it with all the stars.
The royal family have been in turmoil since Harry and Meghan announced they were leaving their royal duties behind. That's right. Well, it's being reported that Katie Middleton, I don't know who she is, but it's being reported that Kate Middleton is just besides herself, and she's been working extra hard to fulfill more royal obligations since her brother-in-law and his wife have ditched the royal family.
Oh, yes,
that's right. Now, a source said she barely has time to rest, and when she does try to sleep, her mind is constantly racing.
Oh, no.
She wishes she could speak to Harry, but she misses him, and she fears she will never be close to him again.
But what do they do?
They do a lot. They have to go all over the world with, you know, with so
ribbon
many different organizations.
Cuttings.
They got to do a lot. And so, but she was doing it before, you know, before Meghan Markle.
Well, the only thing that sucks about this is it. The way she said it is now she has more obligations.
And what's going on is she, I mean, I understand she misses her brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
But she's missing him a little too much.
I was just about to say, why
you think that might have been a reason why Meghan,
they don't like that
they did the, you know, they kind of.
I don't think they liked each other, y'all. I really don't think they liked each other.
Yeah, because you notice she didn't say, I miss Meghan.
Well, she also says she wishes she could speak to him. Do they have telephones in the royal family?
She might have tried to call him. Meghan was like, bitch, what you calling my house for? Don't call my house. I done told you that. I done told you that. Don't call my castle. Don't call my house.
Keep away, girls.
What are you trying to sell me?
Meghan is from Compton. Let's not forget.
Meghan, answer the phone. Please take me off your call list.
Okay. It always ends in
bitch. Okay, we don't need anything you selling, Kate.
Thank you. All right, well, Jessica Simpson has a new book out. It's an autobiography coming out. It's called Open Book, and she's been talking a lot about it. She went on Jimmy Kimmel and sort of did a kiss and tell.
Uh-oh.
That's what we like.
Kind of.
Exactly. Like kiss and tell. So Jessica explained that she auditioned for the Mickey Mouse Club, but did not get
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. I mean, so many stars came from that, if you remember, including Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Ryan.
So Jessica told a story of how she kissed Justin Timberlake many years later, but it did not go as expected. Take a look.
He was like over at my house.
Oh.
And we shared a nostalgic kiss. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And he took his phone out and started typing. And I was like, okay, I hope that's not, like, another girl. Like, did I, like, stick my tongue out too much or, you know? But apparently him and Ryan Gosling had a bet on who would kiss me first when they were 12 years old. And so he texted Ryan and said he won the bet. And I was like, oh, okay.
Now, see, you can look at this. You can look at this as bad, or you can look at this, I think I would be flattered.
Because both men wanted
to. Be like, I'm going to get her. And you're like, you both want to kiss me.
But then what else would he have told her? What if they had slept together? Would he have told Ryan that, too?
He would have texted somebody else.
Yeah.
We should have a bet amongst us three right now. Who'd be the first one to kiss Heidi?
Oh,
I thought
that
y'all already kissed Heidi.
Yeah.
I've never been so freaking fast.
I've kissed
Okay,
Frank.
kiss her right now then. Kiss her right now then.
She got chocolate all over her lips.
Now she know what Popeyes tastes like.
Oh, right. Yes, honey.
Yeah.
Now I kiss her other lip.
Because it bees like that. Now, let me text
Shuey. She won the bet.
Let me text Shuey and tell him I won that bet.
Yeah, okay. That's what I know,
Shuey.
That was steamy, lady.
Well, share.
All right, y'all, it's time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Right now, first off, we're going to kick it off with my girl, Lala, the power actress, posted this picture with her on the beach in Punta Cana, República Dominicana. That's how you say it. With the caption, vitamin C.
She looking damn good. Go ahead, Lala.
Is she thirst trapping?
This is the best kind of thirst trapping right here.
But it's okay. Amazing.
She's thirst trapping because that's rebounding because her husband cheated on and had another woman.
But you gotta ease in. He's gone. So she's trying to get another man.
But that's what you do. You show the one that lost out.
How you like me now?
You done lost out. I wish I could do that because she had a baby.
Yeah.
Her belly is portioned.
Yeah, she looked like she's saying,
like, I look like I had her baby and my baby.
She got that snap back. She looked good.
So next up, we got Vanessa Hudgens. Now, the singer and actress took to the gram and show off a new tattoo. Mm. But check out how she did it, though.
She had posted
a few swimsuit pics earlier in the day, and then she dropped this one. And she captioned it, and to conclude our Thirsty Thursday.
Here's the thing. I don't like decorating boobs, because why would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
Thank you.
I never put a tattoo on my boob because it would start out as a rose and end up a tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a whole bush. It shows the time has passed.
But do y'all think it's a thirst trap or not?
I'm going to go with trap. I think it's a thirst trap. And she's even admitting it.
I would kiss that little sunflower. I like it.
Oh.
All right. So now we got something for the ladies and Gary. So this weekend is the Super Bowl, but we don't care whether the 49ers or the Chiefs win the game.
Okay.
See, we are thirsty for some men. All right?
Okay.
All right. Gary, did you put your hand up? Amen.
All right. Child, please, honey. I'm a Christian for the Super Bowl.
Well, we are going to take a look at one player from each team, and we're going to decide who quenches our thirst
the most. I like it.
Are you guys ready? All right, so first up is the 49ers quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, Garoppolo. So,
y'all liking Jimmy Garoppolo? I like
Jimmy because he dates porn stars.
He goes out with all of them.
Because I was going to say,
I liked to Garoppa his low. Okay, so we agree that Jimmy's hot.
Yes.
But we're going to take a look at the Chiefs tight end. I already like that. All right, it's Travis Kelce.
That's the problem.
We
don't have a good enough picture.
That's not a good picture. That look like when you're sitting in your drawers.
Yeah, like he's got an oversized shirt on.
You look like you're hiding something.
I don't know what's going on. But y'all missing the point, though.
He's a tight end. So, I mean,
I don't see any end that's tight.
I don't.
Not in this outfit.
Really? I like the fact that he's got an earring. He's got that little fade like he went down to the barbershop in Decatur.
Yeah.
He got his beer going on.
So you got enough swag for you.
I got swag.
And Travis's wife is black, y'all. And she's
rolling out. Well, Travis Kelce it is.
He definitely seen living single.
Didn't you say he went down to the barbershop and got some hot wings afterwards?
Yes.
I called it.
Portia, would you put it on him? Would you put it on Travis?
If I ain't had nobody, might have to swing.
Well, look, I ain't got nobody.
And I'm like Travis's uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like Travis's uncle.
Well, after the break, Northwest had a question for Kim K that you have to hear. We'll tell you what she asked for and a lot more. Dish Nation's on deck. See you in a minute.
Dish Nation.
So you come to Dish for your daily dose of celebrity news, right? Because we're the best. Well, if you also want the best sleep, you got to try Purple Mattress, because they're the best. I mean, sleep is important. How well you sleep affects the quality of your daily life. And if you can't get a good night's sleep, a Purple Mattress is the way to go. The Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this one-of-a-kind Purple Grid. It's nothing like the memory foam that you're used to, and the Purple Grid is firm and soft, and it ends up giving you the zero-gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. You get a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns when ordered from purple.com. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to all the great deals that they're offering site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's DISH to 84888. Message and data rates apply.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
So it looks like Northwest is going to be following in her famous mama, Kim Kardashian's footsteps.
Yikes.
Kim Kardashian has a new documentary coming out, and it's called Kim Kardashian West, The Justice Project, which is supposedly following her into prisons and getting the stories of the inmates. So this is what Kim is doing right now, because I think she's even getting, like,
so
trying to get a degree.
So can you tell me why you're here? What did you do? Did you kill someone?
Well, she is doing her best in her own Valley Girl way. And to promote the project, Kim revealed to reporters that she shares everything with her family, including her kids, about what she does at work. And when she leaves the house to go to the prisons, North would always ask Kim if she could go with her and visit the inmates as well. Now, do you guys think that this is a good idea to take your kids to a prison? It's different from taking your kids to do the reality show, but taking the kids to the prison.
No.
But do you think, I think the kids
will be protected. It's not like they're going to be, like, in Gen Pop or anything. And I think sometimes that can serve as, like, a scared straight kind of thing to show you, like, why
when
you should kind of move right.
When she's 8, scared or straight.
Some of these kids, you got to start young. It's rough out here. Yeah.
But would you take your daughter, Portia, to do something like that?
If her dad was in prison, yeah, because that's her dad. That's her reality. But I wouldn't introduce it to her so early if I didn't have to. That's just me.
But you don't know. But this might make North say, I do want to be a lawyer. Social justice. You get that in kids early.
Yeah.
Or if I was in prison, I'd be like, look, baby, bring a file next time.
Right.
She's got her hair all done up. She's like, hang on real quick.
Did you bring Auntie Sherry some stuff to get up out of here?
But Sherry, we were talking about it earlier. It could also make her feel sorry as an adult for a prison man and marry one. So you just never know.
And become a pen pal.
Yeah.
Oh, she might fall in love. Love after lockdown. That's a very real.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
All right, well, moving on. We all know that social media can be a pretty mean place.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to highlight something sweet that's happening right now.
Please.
Especially that's happened and trending, after the untimely death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi. ESPN anchor Elle Duncan shared a moving story on SportsCenter when she met Kobe, and they just started talking about being parents, and he started talking about how much he loved being a girl dad and a father of four. Mm-hmm. So a father of four girls. And now that actually sparked a trend with fathers across the world celebrating the relationships they have with their daughters by posting pics using that hashtag girl dad. But take a look and just see how the trend started.
It's likely that you're hearing many personal anecdotes about Kobe Bryant, so here's mine. I met Kobe one time. As I approached him, he immediately commented on my rather large 8-month pregnant belly. How are you? How close are you? What are you having? Mm-hmm. A girl, I said, and then he high-fived me. Girls are the best. And he said, just be grateful that you've been given that gift because girls are amazing. His third daughter, Bianca, was about a year and a half old at the time, so I asked if he wanted more children. And he said that his wife, Vanessa, really wanted to try again for a boy, but was sort of jokingly concerned that it would be another girl. And I was like, four girls, are you joking? Like, what would you think? How would you feel? And without hesitation, he said, I would have 5 more girls if I could. I'm a girl dad.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so beautiful. Sweet.
So in memory of the late great Mamba, you know, dads are posting pictures, and there's a bunch of celebrities who are posting pictures with that hashtag girl dad. And first, Alex Rodriguez reposted the touching story about Kobe via Twitter and wrote, and I quote, I'm so proud and lucky to be hashtag a girl dad.
Oh, that's so
beautiful. I think that fathers and their daughters, it's like a mother with a son. You
Right.
share such a special bond. And, you know, for a girl, that's the first man in their life.
Yeah.
It kind of sets the tone for everything. Yeah.
And then Michael Strahan posted a collage of photos with his daughters with the caption, I am proud and honored to be a girl dad. Damn. And also, Russell Wilson joined the party by posting a series of photos with his two-year-old daughter, Sienna, with the hashtag GirlDad. And lastly, Chicago Cubs player Casey Sadler shared a picture of himself with his baby girl via Twitter with the caption, GirlDad and proud of it.
Oh. Does it make you want to have a daughter, Chewy?
Absolutely. Daughters so would be beautiful. Great.
Make you want to have a daughter, Head Crack?
Yeah. Not at all. I got four boys. I'm boy dad.
Four boys.
You're boy dad. Wow.
I'm boy dad.
Wow.
Apparently, I don't make girls.
All right. Up next, honey, I hit the red carpet for the premiere of the new Ava DuVernay show, Cherish Today, and chat with stars Jasmine Guy, Terry J. Vaughn, Anne Marie Johnson, and more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, it's me, Gary, with the T, and I'm here on the red carpet at Ava DuVernay's Cherish the Day. Now, you know, we're going to have a grand time because I'm going to be chatting and kicking with all the stars. We're going to have a ball. It's Cherish the Day. Well, Miss Ann, it is such a pleasure seeing you, honey. And, you know, I know, like you said, you can't talk much about it, but I saw the trailer. It's a love story to me.
Yes.
And I promise you, this is the honest truth. I said this year I was going to open up for companionship because I haven't, you know, been in a relationship God knows when.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it's time. And then here this movie come out, or this series come out, and it's like, okay, I need to cherish the day.
You need to. I think everyone, we are built to be loved and to give love, right? That's what we're built to do. Exactly. So why are you holding back?
Because I don't trust.
Well, then therapy is in your future.
Well, let me tell you something, Kelly. This is the honest truth. That was part of, I didn't make a New Year's resolution, but it was part of my New Year's, I guess, commitment. I said that I wanted to find getting a commitment.
I need a commitment, too.
So we both need one.
I need one. Now, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age. I got 29 eggs frozen in a freezer.
Oh, Lord.
I need their daddy. So okay. If he's out there, come find me. You can find me on OWN on February 11th and 12th for the two-night premiere of Cherish the Day.
Now, Joe, loving you is wrong, but the other part's supposed to be, I don't want to be right.
That's right.
Define love in five words.
Nowadays?
Gary with the T.
Terry, okay, now, you know we're cherishing the day.
Yes.
Okay. Define love in five words.
Define love in five words.
Tell your husband to come here. Come on here. Don't be trying to walk away from your wife.
Define love in five words?
Five words, define love.
Love in five words. Communications, patience, openness, creativity, and God.
That's a damn shame if a man could define love in five words and his wife can't.
I could. I did, too. You interrupted me.
Uh-huh.
I was still giving my list, and you called him in.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't finished.
Yes, now, I know you and Vaughn are cherishing today because y'all about to get married,
honey. We actually did it.
Oh, they got married.
We did it.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
So what's it like being a married woman?
Oh, it's amazing to have sin-free sex.
That's why she be smiling on Sister Circle, baby. I knew it was something to the glow, honey. Can you define love in five words? Just five little words, Michael. Just give it to us.
Alicia Beach.
Alicia Beach.
Two. Yeah, that's my wife. Two.
Patience. Kindness. Sexy.
Oh. So how many days have you cherished and are you cherishing a day?
Cherish a day with my child. I did cherish a day with other people.
Exactly.
Past. I mean, I'm 58, so you know.
Oh, you're 58?
Yeah.
You look good. All right. Baby, you moisturize. She's moisturizing, baby.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Yes, yes. Now, if you live in Canada or plan to celebrate Valentine's Day there,
okay,
you might want to consider this deal.
What?
It's very unique.
What?
Hotel Zed, of course, in Canada, is offering 18 years of free stays to couples who make a baby on Valentine's Day in their hotel.
Now, wait, is this a five-star hotel? What five-star hotel?
I don't know. I don't think so, Sherry.
And what they going to do when the baby go through the terrible twos? What are they going to do?
That's why you need the hotel
like
room.
Amenities.
They're calling it daytime playtime. So if you welcome a baby, 9 months later, you get 18 years of free stays available at any Zed hotel location.
Zed hotel. 4 hours, make a baby.
I could do that.
But that's, you know, I don't like them. That's all they're committing to do. Like, you got to be in there with me. When that baby starts acting up.
Oh, right.
Tantrum.
I need a Zed nanny.
I need a Zed nanny. You throw in a nanny, and I might be with you. But what do they do if you get pregnant with, like, more than one?
Like, if you have twins or triplets, what is that entitled?
You get a connecting suite. You get a connecting suite.
Hello. Complimentary breakfast.
The Heidi Hamilton Show.
All right, Sherry, we love when you're hanging out with us. Yes. I missed you last week when you were in Atlanta. Now you're here. But where are you going to be this weekend?
February 7th, I'll be in New Orleans at the Sanger Theater. February 8th, I'll be in Sugar Land, Texas with my new comedy, Ladies Night Out Comedy Tour.
So
you can go to ladiesnightoutcomedytour.com to get tickets.
Can we come to New Orleans with you?
You can. It's NeNe Leakes and Lonnie Love and me and Kim Whitley.
Yo.
Adele Givens from the Queens of Comedy.
That's a party.
Dude, go see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I can't give you no free tickets if you have a baby or anything like that.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.